A blow to the Biden administration's economic plan. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A federal appeals court has issued a temporary block on President Biden's student loan relief plan. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
The federal appeals court in St. Louis blocked Biden's plan to repay those student loans. The White House releasing a statement, quote, "We will continue to move full speed ahead in our preparations in compliance with this order." Biden boasted he has reduced the deficit, but the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget says 100% of that is due to the end of billions of dollars in COVID relief checks.
The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget says the president's student debt relief plan could add as much as $426 billion to the national debt. Police arresting suspect after a deadly shooting at a Texas hospital. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
At Dallas Methodist Medical Center, two hospital employees are dead following a shooting. Police say an officer saw the suspect with a gun and fired a single shot, striking that person who is now in custody. The hospital says there's no ongoing threat, but a motive for the shooting has not been reported.
Dallas police say the suspect was on parole for aggravated robbery. Crime continues to be at the forefront of the Pennsylvania Senate race. Democratic Lieutenant Governor and Senate candidate John Fetterman criticizing his Republican opponent, Dr. Mehmet Oz, on that topic at a campaign event Saturday.
He doesn't support one single gun reform law going on the bills out. You know, he doesn't stand for universal back checks. He doesn't support red flags.
Dr. Oz says Fetterman is not tough on crime, citing his support for clemency for convicted felons and wanting to reduce sentences for drug offenses. The Houston Astros hammering the New York Yankees 5-0. The Astros taking a 3-0 lead in the ALCS. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Following OPEC Plus nations' oil production cuts announcement, President Biden planning to have the U.S. Strategic Reserve release 15 million barrels of oil next week. Fox's Edward Lawrence has the latest.
President Joe Biden says he's doing everything he can to bring gas prices down. He says that he knows it's been hard for American families under his tenure as president. And the head of the American Petroleum Association pushes back that the president is doing everything he can. President Biden saying his release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve not politically motivated, then vilified oil companies. He argues that oil companies are not using all the leases that they hold. And the White House last March saying that increased oil production in the U.S. would have been online by now with no incentives. There have been no meaningful investment.
The U.S. Energy Information Administration says that closer to 20 million barrels is what the country needs to cover a full day of energy use. Police arresting three men for robbing a jewelry store in California. Fox's Marianne Rafferty reports.
That jewelry store owner attacked by two armed men. They were disguised as an Amazon worker and a security guard. It happened in a town about 40 miles west of L.A. The owner saying she was able to hit the panic button on her watch, but one of the robbers saw her do it and began pistol whipping her. The robbers got away, but two men, a 28-year-old and 23-year-old, were arrested within days. Also, a third man was arrested in connection with that robbery. Police also seized three guns. Employees of businesses located near the jewelry store are rattled by the attack. In L.A., many in law enforcement blame the liberal soft-on-crime policies implemented here and in other California cities for the rise in brazen crime.
Crowds gathering in Berlin, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles Saturday in solidarity with the protests in Iran, which were triggered by the death of a 22-year-old woman while in police custody for wearing her hijab incorrectly. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.